That's going to be one of the things that's going to separate you from the pack is your ability to execute in a timely manner. So even if someone is smarter than you, if they're not executing, you're actually going to win through your execution. Because even if it's the wrong decision, you are getting feedback. So you're getting feedback faster, which is the whole point. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time for inspiration. And we are more than three quarters of the way full at Event Love. And if you don't know what Event Love is, you guys go to Event Love, L-U-V, eventluv.com, because it is a five-day boot camp. It's a certification program for speakers, leaders, trainers, coaches, anybody who wants to be a more confident, powerful, transformational leader, and someone who also wants to start events of any kind. These could even be online events. This is going to help you structure your content. This is going to help you learn your flow. This is going to help you get so incredibly confident in front of or about talking in front of people and about clarifying your message and really knowing what your strengths are and enlisting other people for all of the things that are not your strengths. You're also going to leave with a tribe of totally like-minded people who are going to support you on your journey to doing probably one of the scariest things of your life, which we know is where all of the rewards are. So you guys go check it out, because if you know that you are a future, even if you're not yet, trainer, speaker, leader, teacher, facilitator, podcaster. You want to have masterminds. You want to have workshops. You want to do big events or small events. It doesn't matter. These can start with small events. This could be ladies networking dinner. This could be whatever you want. It's going to teach you not only the content flow, but how to get people excited and how to make these events profitable. That's what we're seeing a lot of, is events not filling and events not being profitable, not charging your worth, not knowing what to charge. We are going to go deep literally on everything and bring in expert speakers, and you are going to leave a more confident speaker with a roadmap. So you guys go check that out right now at eventluv.com, eventlove.com. So today I am really talking about getting clear and making decisions. I was listening to a podcast with Chris Lee, who is coming on my podcast later this month. Has been on my podcast once before. I absolutely love him. He is an amazing coach who helps A-list entrepreneurs, A-list celebrities, you guys, so freaking awesome. He is literally life changing. And I will tell you, go listen to his podcast with Lewis Howes that he did a little while back. And something that they quoted on there was, indecision is a decision to suffer. Indecision is a decision to suffer. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so me. When I'm in indecision, I watch myself saying, these decisions are too hard. I don't know what to do. So instead I walk away and I go do something that, you know, because resistance is pushing me away from it. So I go listen to the resistance and I go do something to kind of either numb out, or you want to know what us, you know, smart entrepreneurs do? The smart, not so smart. What we do is we can be so good at telling ourselves what we want to know and what we want to be thinking, that I can actually go and tell my, like, I can actually go and do something that I'm good at to make me feel like I'm doing something productive and I'm still okay, even though I'm avoiding making a tough decision or a new turn or a new pivot or a new step that I need to make or learn something new. So there's a lot of things that I know in my business that I need to get better at, such as, implementing some really good systems, doing a really good onboarding process. And instead of doing those things, or instead of doing the things that I need to know in my business, I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to go focus on this, or I'll go record a podcast, or I'll go book something over here that I'm great at, because it's a distraction to the thing that actually needs to get done. So indecision is a decision to suffer. And I noticed that that feeling of like, yeah, but you still haven't done this and you need to make time for it, is actually this horrible feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm choosing suffering by putting something off that I know needs to happen. And you guys, we do this all the time, like indecision over a tough conversation we have to have. Well, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know when it's going to be. Well, sit and plan those things then. Because if you are in indecision over something, you're in suffering. So I came up with, and I came up with sort of these words that are really helping me to move forward and execute. So I want you to picture this as a triangle, and it's an ever, like, this is an ever moving triangle. Literally, it's like a triangle of flow. So why don't we picture like soft corners on this triangle? And at the top, it'll say ask. To the right, it'll say execute. To the bottom left, it says analyze. And whenever I don't know, something that I do is ask, and ask can also include Google. So ask. Figure out, get as much data as you can on the thing that you are questioning. So, oh my God, I don't know where to start with systems. I don't know where to start with procedures. Okay, is there a book? Ask everything and exhaust it. Ask and exhaust. So actually, just ask and exhaust at the top. If you have not asked and exhausted, you can't yet move on to the next. So ask, exhaust, get all of your answers. And then when you get one that's a little bit more clear, you guys, an answer doesn't mean you ever feel 100%. You're never going to, ever. So ask and get as much data as you can until you can be like, okay, I feel fairly educated on this. Now I'm going to execute. So execute. And here's the thing, you guys, time is of the essence. A lot of us, like, that is our, that's going to be one of the things that's going to separate you from the pack, is your ability to execute in a timely manner. So even if someone is smarter than you, if they're not executing, you're actually going to win through your execution. Because even if it's the wrong decision, you are getting feedback. So you're getting feedback faster, which is the whole point. So of course you want to make really smart decisions, especially if you are dealing in an area with either a lot of money, or, you know, it could be something that could really affect your team or your structure or your company or whatever that is. Those are going to take a lot more time as far as asking and exhausting, but you still, time is of the essence even with that. So you're still going to have to execute. And I believe that you don't, like, your business or your life or those, like, whatever you are doing will not collapse until you've decided to collapse. So I believe that until the last breath is gone, until the last dollar is gone, until you can't pay your people, until you can't figure it out, until you haven't talked to everyone, you are not done yet. Like, if you're done, it's because you've decided to be done, not because you've asked, exhausted, gotten coaching, used everything that you could to do it. And then there are also smart decisions sometimes when it is time to decide to be done, but that usually doesn't come until you are just like, have I literally actually tried everything? So at the top of the triangle, we have ask and exhaust. So the next bottom right is the execute. And that's the only place where you are going to get your feedback. That's it. That's it. So if you are not there yet, you actually don't know what your audience wants. You actually don't know what's good for the company. You actually don't know what's going to get your results. So you have to take this step. So you're moving down to that step as fast as you can. And in the next left, what you're going to do then is analyze what came out of executing. So you want to look and you want to get the feedback and you want to say, what was good? What was bad? What worked? What didn't work? Okay, moving on. So you're going to take that lesson and you're going to move to the next decision or the next problem or the next thing you're solving. Problems have a bad rap. Problems are amazing. Problems are the way through. Problems are the building blocks in which a strong, powerful company is built. Without problems, you're actually not getting to grow and make that structure stronger. So look at them and say, this is great. This is a beautiful way to start learning to grow. And have your team embrace that culture too. If you have a team, have your partner embrace that culture. If you have a partner, like within your marriage, within your friendship, whatever that is, like problems are actually beautiful because they strengthen you at the core if you move through this triangle quickly. So analyze what came out of it. What do you need to know? What can you do better next time? What did it work? What didn't work? And then you move to that triangle again. Next problem, ask and exhaust, execute, analyze. Here's the thing about the triangle. None of those points, none of those spots are meant to be home base. They are literally meant to be vacation spots. It's where you are visiting at different times and at different lengths, but it is never permanent. So if you start to feel like you are taking up residence somewhere, it's that you are deciding to be an indecision and you're deciding to suffer. So move through faster. This triangle, like I said, has soft edges. It's flowing. It's literally made of water. So nothing is stopping you. Nothing is stopping. This is an actionable triangle. Get a tattoo, whatever you need to do to move forward. And this is going to be the thing that's going to propel you forward, you guys. So I'm so grateful for you. I hope that this really helped you understand, like, don't get stuck anywhere. Don't build a home there. This is flowing. This is great. That energy of even frustration is powerful. Let it fuel you. Let it, you guys, I don't do anything without asking for help. If I'm stuck, I'm like, who can I ask? 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 And I write that all down and I make the calls and I put them in my calendar and I get the help that I need as quickly as I possibly can, because I'm not going to sit in that place and be like, well, I don't know. I don't know is a decision to suffer. I don't know is a decision to suffer. I don't know is a decision to suffer. Don't choose that. Do not choose that. Go and ask. Ask stupid questions. I ask so many stupid questions. And you know what? My stupid questions are the most brilliant questions I've ever asked in my entire life. So every time I hear that, I'm like, you know what? If I was to stay stuck, it's because of my own ego that says, this is not a good question. How are you supposed to have good questions if you don't ask every single question? You don't even know what a good question is yet, you guys. Like, have some grace on yourself. You are a freaking rock star. You are so amazing for taking something on like this. You are like literally doing things that other people won't. I want you to get so damn proud of yourself that maybe some tears fill your eyes right now, because you are just doing it. You are in the fire. You are getting expanded. You are recognizing your brilliance. You're recognizing your weaknesses. Oh my God. It is the coolest place to recognize your weaknesses and realize that you are finding the people to help you, because your dream is not an individual sport. Your dream is going to take a dream team, and they're going to be so grateful that you have this dream and that you needed help, because you're enlisting your dream players and it's helping their dreams come true. So we have to get over any part of the ego that's like, you know, oh, this is like not feeling good. I'm not feeling very great about this. I'm not smart. I'm asking stupid questions, you guys. That is where the magic unfolds. Like that being unsure, that uncertainty, that is where all of the magic is going to happen. That is where you start asking deeper questions, better questions. It's where you get new people into your life who have totally different answers, new people that you would never enlist in your life unless you had these questions or these struggles. And you're going to be like, oh my God, this person totally isn't like me. I don't even know if we have common ground. And then you're going to just have this moment of, we're all humans. And this is so powerful to like be connecting with these completely opposite people that I would never connect with, and learning these new strengths and learning communication and learning that, oh my God, the bad stuff is the good stuff. The bad stuff is where we grow. Like, you won't even have these feelings around the stuff that used to be negative, because you learn that's where the strength comes in. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. Let me know what your takeaways were from this podcast. I'm just going to tell you, like, in order for this podcast to grow, it's when you guys share it. It's when you text it, especially to your friends who you know need it. So if you know somebody who is in this place of indecision or suffering, or I'm not sure. If you text them this podcast right now, that would mean the absolute world to not only me, but I'm sure to them. And you guys, sending you so much love. Thank you for always sharing. You are the ones getting this out there because it's legit. I'm not doing anything else with this podcast besides your voice right now. So thank you so much. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.